And we're here with a film from the Cinema Dramatic Competition. It's called The Lure, and it's from Poland. Is that right, Ada?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, here we go. This the pronunciation sweepstakes here with the director, Agnieszka Smoczyńska.
Yes,
thank you.
Yay.
And we have the film here is about a pair of mermaids, which we'll describe the plot later. But the mermaids are with us. We have one mermaid in a red snow cap. give us your first name, at least.
Marta.
Marta. And we have another mermaid in black leather. And you are?
Michalina.
Okay.
Both beautiful names, by the way.
Thank you very much.
With the person, the last name, Domalski.
Yeah, I have a Polish name, too, Stacy Domalski.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Anastasia,
it's actually Anastasia Domalski.
Okay, so we can have some bonding here between the interviewer and Aga, this sounds kind of wild and crazy, a musical horror film set in Poland with a rock band or something. Tell us what's happening here.
You know, the story is about two mermaids who become nightclub stars. They came to Poland. They came from water because they want to go to America.
Yeah,
and they go through Poland to America because America is a place of musicals. That's why the Poland is just the bus stop for them. It's like this in our story. And this is a musical because our mermaids sing. This is also a horror because our mermaids eat people. Yeah, because they are like Homer's mermaids, not like Disney mermaids. Of course, their fishtails are also not so cute and sexy like, you know, from Disney. But they're ugly, sneaky, full of mucus. Yeah, but, you know, as you can see, their faces, they are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and the one part is beautiful, but the second part is a kind of monster.
Hmm. Okay, the two of you over there, I don't know if you want to give it away, but we can't see you on radio, so who wants to raise their hand? Who's the nastier mermaid?
Guess.
Yes.
The one in black leather.
So I haven't seen this yet, but this sounds like my kind of movie. So I love horror and I love music, and you know you can't go wrong with a mermaid. So my question to you is, did you have to use prosthetics, or how did you? I mean, when we see the fishtail, I'm sure we see fishtails and all that. Did you have to endure hours or of all kinds of makeup and prop and all that? How was that? Tell us a little about that.
It was a little bit difficult, of course, because this makeup thing took 2 hours, and then we were being in this tail for 6 hours, for example.
But it was practical models.
Yeah, but it was also very exciting because this is our dream come true, because we always wanted to be and then play a mermaid. So when we put on this tails for the first time, it was amazing for us. So even if this 6 hour being in this tails and so many difficulties, this amazing thing that this is the dream come true was rewarded for us.
Yeah, you know, in the time of green boxes and so on, it's quite unusual to have like real tails. It's always made on green box, but we had to It was great for us as actresses.
Yeah, to actually feel that.
Yeah,
and these tails are very long and big and heavy. So
and stinky, actually.
And stinky, and stinky. So we felt really like a monsters because it was, I don't know, 2 meters or 3 meters
yes.
long.
Yes, 2 meters long.
We needed to have this awareness that our mermaid bodies are very long and be with this awareness that we are monsters, I can say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you get to swim in those tails or did they put you in the water?
No, only once, but we didn't swim. We were just sitting in the water because the tails were too heavy.
Mm-hmm. But there was the idea to be.
Yeah, but it would have been dangerous. So.
Yeah, it might be dangerous.
So actually, the only one scene which is totally made on past production is in the water.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the music. It says 80s inspired music, or is it original music, or do you use actual 80s tunes, or how'd that all come about? How'd the musical element come about?
It's original music because the musicians, they used to grow up in a such dance club as a small children, and they were from the beginning of the project, and they were working with us from the treatment, and we started to work on this film as a song, big song, this ballad, and there is a music band, Balladi Romance, mm-hmm. and they also wrote lyrics for us. So it's really very personal film also. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't tell you that at the beginning it was supposed to be a story about two sisters, two growing up girls. And after that we decided to make two mermaids because as a metaphor of growing up girls.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice.
So it's not only the Polish horror musical, but an immigrant story also.
Yes, exactly.
It is.
Exactly. And you know, there's some songs. There is one song which is put in a film, and the songwriter, she wrote this about immigrants. And then after that, she, okay, immigrants like mermaids, let's put it in.
So mermaids, tell us about your performing background. Is it musical, or did you also have experience as actresses, or what brought you to this film?
Okay, so we both are after we finished acting schools, I was in school, which is acting school, theater school, but also I had some kind of specialization, I can say, mm-hmm. in singing also. And we are after, you know, high school and we are after music school. Music schools.
Yeah, we play the violin.
So we are kind of musicians and actors, and this is musical. It's, I think, the thing we wanted to do, and we feel good at it.
Yeah, you know, we were both growing up watching musicals.
Mm-hmm.
When we were children, we were sure that it's typical for people just to walk through the street and sing. So, yeah. There are not many musicals in Poland, so we had the opportunity to play
yes,
one.
Yes. We like this idea very much because I also have this background. I was prepared for, you know, doing musicals also. Hmm. So it's the best what could happen to me.
Well, did you work together before the film?
Yeah.
Yes, actually. Twice.
Oh. Twice.
We had two movies together before.
Yeah, so we played like lovers.
Yeah.
Roommates and now sisters.
And mermaids.
and mermaid sisters. Uh-huh. It's a long
you
story.
You have a very diverse resume.
So if the lure is a success, is there any possibility you might become a kind of a pop rock duo back home?
We are already a family, I think.
yeah. And we were thinking to maybe make some music together.
Yeah. Ah.
That's true. We were thinking about it.
So,
Is it a possibility that, because this music sounds really interesting, a soundtrack that people can buy just the music from the film?
Yeah.
Have you got that far?
The soundtrack, no, we don't have it now because this is because of our producer. but we want to have a soundtrack. Mm-hmm. And what you have to know that we wanted to combine songs, and between songs there is a sound design.
Yeah.
Because we have to, you know, we have to cross the world from the fantasy when you watch the fishtail, and after when you go to reality and when you go to song, and in between the songs there is really a great sound design. As I told, is our film is like a ballad. So, and after the first draft of the script, my sound designer, he wrote the sound script.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Lure has some further performances, screenings Tuesday at the Egyptian Theater, and Thursday over at the Redstone, Saturday at the Temple Har Shalom Theater. The perfect setting for a Polish monster musical with mermaids. And so I'd like to thank Agnieszka Szmozinska and Marta and Niriana.
Or Marta Mazurek and Helena Olszańska.
Agnieszka Smoczyńska.
Yeah, and the two nicest monster mermaids you'd ever meet on a Sunday morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is KPCW Park City.